Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Morag Barrett is here, too. Morag is a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of Sky Team, the author of Cultivate the Power of Winning, and she's our good friend Morag Barrett. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I'm looking forward to today's conversation.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, to be on my show?
It is indeed. What else do you want to do the day after Labor Day?
Exactly. So, Morag, one of the things that some people have difficulty with, my wife has this problem, disengaging with people. She's so nice. My wife is so nice. She's not rude like me. And when I'm networking with somebody and I'm through, I'm just say, okay, I think we're done here. Have a good life, dude. You know, and I'll walk away.
So she doesn't have a problem disengaging. What you're saying is you have a problem disengaging elegantly and effortlessly.
Oh, that's what I've been wondering what was explaining this. Now I understand. So talk to us about networking and engaging and disengaging.
Well, I think we've all been there. When we're heading off to a networking event, I think we can get our head wrapped around and worry about how we're even going to start the conversation with strangers. And we forget to give a few minutes thought to how, to your point, are we going to disengage and end a conversation nicely? Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been trapped in the corner thinking, well, I can't leave, but I want to leave, there are some simple tactics that can help all of us to move on and make sure that we are making a few more new connections, not just the one that nabbed us as we walked through the door.
Right. So, of course, my favorite engagement practice is just to walk up and stick my hand out and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
I love that. Start with hello if we're going to get the conversation going. So I'll take you that one. And a simple way of exiting at the end of that conversation is simply to ask for somebody's business card.
Right.
I think that is the international etiquette and signal that our conversation is coming to an end.
I need to go see someone across the room that I've been looking for. Can we exchange cards before I go?
Yeah, there's two for the price of one in my mind there. Yeah. Why not just stick with, oh, there's Jim. I promised to say hello to him before the speaker starts.
Or how about this? Do you know where the bathroom is? But before I go, can I have your card?
But make sure your head through.
Right. You actually have to make the trip. Exactly. And spend a little bit of time in there. So anyway, the people that you're trying to get away from, they still might be a good contact, but some people just can't. They can't just talk about, they're not, it's like they can never stop telling you a story that you don't want to hear about. Right?
Well, yes. Well, there are certainly those that we meet that can talk, as I would say, the hind leg off a donkey. They can keep going all evening. And those you do need to find a subtle way to interject and leave that conversation. But I think in many networking events, most conversations, a bit like yours and ours, we have natural breaks. We have to go to the advert break. Our little segment will end. And it's how do you do that in a way that doesn't leave each other or others in the circle hanging and just thinking that you've dropped them like a hot potato and dashed off to the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just having two or three phrases in your back pocket that you can use as appropriate will help you to do that, as I said at the start of this piece, elegantly and effortlessly, and preserve that relationship.
All right. Give us a couple of those.
Give you a couple more. We've used two. Do you have a card? And do you know where the restrooms are? We also did the, there's Jim. I promised to say hello. But on the other side of there's Jim, I promised to say hello. How about there's Jim? Have you met him? Let me introduce you. And then that way I can take the person with me, introduce them to you, then leave the two of you to get acquainted.
That's what I would do. See, if as you walked by, Morag, I would say,
yep.
Morag, come here. Have you met John? John, tell her this fascinating story you just told me. I'll be right back.
Well, that would be another
that's
one.
That's called rolling you under the bus, Morag.
And I could probably tell with a little chuckle if you did it, but
yes,
there you go.
Yeah.
The other one I like links to opening at networking, and this one is, I promised myself I'd meet three new people this evening. Who would you suggest I talk to next? And again, maybe they will then...
Would you introduce me to them?
Exactly, and it keeps the relationship going, and then they can move on. Or even if they say, well, I don't know anybody, then you can still say, well, please excuse me, I look forward to seeing you later on this evening. And then you can move on and find a new network, a person to connect with, and a new relationship to start nurturing.
Some of you may be thinking, what an elementary thing to be talking about. But I will tell you, there are people, and you know who you are, your names will remain silent, who cannot disengage. They just can't. They can't get away from somebody. I mean, I know people like this. They're so they just can't. And of course, what they've gotten hooked up to is a person who can't stop talking, who can't stop telling you a story off of a story off of a story.
Well, Jim, I'll let you into a secret. I have the reverse problem. It's not so much getting away from a conversation that has run its course. I get nervous when I walk into a networking event and I have to start a conversation with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the other side of the coin that I think a lot of people get more stressed about than how they're going to...
Well, I think you're probably right about that. But here's the thing. Even if you're comfortable listening to this person talk, you're not there to have an hour conversation with one person. In fact, it'll look bad if you do, won't it?
Yes, I do. Yeah, and if you're hogging the limelight, hogging the talent in terms of the guests that is at the event that you're attending, that is certainly bad manners and poor etiquette also.
Mm-hmm.
So just being aware of the body language, and are people standing and looking at you as you're talking? Are they engaged, or are they looking past your shoulder? Are they only making one-word responses?
That's really important. If I'm talking to someone, if they've asked me something and I'm telling them something and I see they're not paying attention, I realize I have told them more than they want to know. And I'll just stop talking. I'll just stop.
Well, that's bound to get their attention, I'm sure.
It does. And then I'll say, can I have your card? Hold on to the... Hey, Morag, I need your website, please.
It is SkyTeam, SKYE, team.com.
All right, and the book is called Cultivate, The Power of Winning. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more networking etiquette. I've got some more questions for Morag, and I know you're not surprised about that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.